A video version of this podcast is available at AboundingJoy.com and also on our YouTube pages.
Let me share one more tactic that some unbelieving college teachers will sometimes use to try to shock and amaze Christian students. It may not be teachers. It could just be other college students that are skeptics and unbelievers. But I've heard of skeptic college teachers doing something along this line. They will say to the students in the classroom, "Hey, I want you guys to guess who I'm talking about. I'm going to describe somebody. You tell me who I'm talking about. He was born of a virgin on December 25th. He was born in a cave. There were shepherds at his birth. He died. 3 days later, he rose again." Well, you know what the students are going to say. They're going to say, "Well, you're talking about Jesus, of course." And the professor then will look kind of smug and say, "No, sorry, you're wrong. I'm not talking about Jesus. I'm talking about another god. His name was Mithras. And he was worshipped by the Romans hundreds of years before Jesus was born." And he proceeds to lead students to believe. Of course, they've never heard of Mithras, right? So he leads students to believe that most of these students who've never heard of Mithras, that Christians must have just borrowed that stuff from this other religion called Mithraism. They don't know. They've never been taught about this stuff. This is all new to them. And they conclude, many of them do, "Well, Christianity must be a bunch of myths that were borrowed from another pagan religion that had a bunch of myths." Of course, what the secularists will not tell the students often, and sometimes the secularists don't know it themselves, is that while it's true, some of this is true, a little bit of it is true, that Mithras, the myths about Mithras, say that he did not experience a normal childbirth. They say that actually he came forth out of solid rock, which is a little bit hard to equate with a virgin birth. I mean, isn't it? And yes, they did say he was born on December 25th. But you're probably aware that the Bible doesn't say anything about Jesus being born on December 25th. You know, the Roman Catholic Church borrowed the date from pagans in the fourth century. The pagans were already celebrating, like the people who worship Mithras, they were already celebrating the winter solstice. And so in the fourth century AD, the Roman Catholic Church said, "Hey, we'll adapt that. We'll call it the day that Jesus was born." The Bible doesn't do that. Now, I'm glad we did it. I'm glad the church decided to celebrate the birth of Jesus on December 25th. I think it's a good thing. I like to celebrate Christmas. But there's nothing biblical about that date. You see what I'm saying? That doesn't tie Christianity to Mithraism at all. What about the part about being born in a cave? You know, sometimes Christians teach that Jesus was born in a stable, which was actually a cave where they kept the animals. Well, the Mithras myth said that when he came out of the rock, there was a hole left behind in the rock, which is supposed to be kind of a cave, I guess. That didn't sound anything like the birth of Jesus. And yes, the Mithras cult says there were some kind of shepherds, I'll put that in quotes, around when Mithras came out of that rock. But they were kind of weird because they were beings, according to that myth, that existed long before human beings were ever created. So again, it's kind of hard to relate that to the birth of Jesus. Anyway, this is significant. The stories about Mithras, it's true, Mithras was being worshipped hundreds of years before Jesus was born. But the stories about Mithras, a lot of these stories about his birth, for example, didn't appear until a couple of hundred years after the birth of Jesus. So if there are any similarities, which there are very few, it's likely that Mithraism may have borrowed it from Christians instead of the other way around. And listen, the early Mithras traditions don't say anything at all about his death, much less his resurrection. This is important. The first we hear about Mithras' resurrection from the dead was from an early Christian leader. His name was Tertullian. Tertullian said that the worshipers of Mithras were at his time celebrating the resurrection of Mithras. But since Tertullian was born about 150 years after Jesus was born, and the early church leaders concluded that the Mithras worshipers were borrowing this idea from Christianity. It wasn't the other way around. So the claim that Christians got their stories from pagan cults is what we might call today fake news. There's a whole lot more stuff like this, but it's pretty easy to find on the internet evidence that it's just done to mislead people. It's not really true.